He was nearly spent. He had used up half a day's water. The fort would have to hold. He sank down, relishing the cool relief his tiny fortress afforded, and listened. Benariel adjusted quickly to the new conditions and tried to break down the walls, hitting them hard and at careful angles. While they managed to do some damage to the rocky fortress, they did even more damage to themselves, since their blades were of bone. They soon gave up the attempt. Settling down on top of the structure, they blocked what little light was left to the man. He saw that he had judged the side of the pit well. Both were too large to get down the chimney-like opening to him. Ultimately, of course, one of the creatures sat on top of the opening, trailing its long tentacles down into the pit. Again, the man had been exacting in his measurements, although it was terrifying to lie there in the bottom, with all light blocked, and hear those tendrils slapping and searching about just a bit above him. Finally, that too stopped, and he relaxed a bit. He had come so far, so very far, and although momentarily safe, he felt his reserves nearly gone. He heard the Nareal shift again, and then he was subjected